All right, today we're talking to Sarah Ganter. Sarah is the executive director of the Rehoboth Art League, a very fascinating place. We've done previous interviews about the Rehoboth Art League, but this time around we're talking about the Rehoboth Art League hosting three exhibitions during the month of April. Sarah, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
Hey, let's talk about the three exhibitions, and then we'll give people a little bit of background about the Rehoboth Art League, okay? Tell me about the three exhibitions coming up.
Well, they open April 5th and run into the beginning of May. That will be our contemporary miniature show, which is sort of a fascinating and very specialized form of artwork in which artists produce everything in a very minute scale. So they maintain levels of detail and light and shadow. We actually provide magnifying glasses so you can look at the art. In conjunction with that, we'll also be running Disillusion. That's works by Bill Wolf, and he is a sculptor out of Salisbury University that creates wood and metal 3D artwork. And finally, we'll have Pores. That's works by Kim Klebe. She's a popular local artist who is a new series of work where she pours beer or wine onto certain paper, lets it dry, and then sort of visualizes content in the stains on the paper and uses pencils, pens, and paints to sort of bring a story to life out of a beer spill. So it's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like, let's go back to the contemporary miniatures for a minute. That sounds interesting. Give me some background information about that.
It's a form of art that traces its roots back to the book paintings and illuminated manuscripts in the 7th century. So it's supposed to draw you in very closely, and every detail is miniaturized. So I've seen the artwork start to come in now. It's, you know, some of the paintings are no bigger than 3 or 4 inches across, but have an amazing landscape, or so there's some interesting content there. And it's also supposed to sort of show you that the size of an object does not necessarily dictate the impact. You can still get a big impact from a piece of artwork, even if it's tiny. And we have, judging that show, we have several awards that we'll be giving out for that. Narissa Steele, who's the president of the Miniature Painters, Sculptors, and Gravers Society of Washington, D.C., she'll be coming in to judge the show, make awards, and she'll also be doing a free gallery talk for us on Saturday, April 6th at 2 p.m. to talk about miniatures as an art form and also sort of walk people through her award decisions.
All right, and then let's go back to Pores.
Sure.
You said it features work made by pouring wine, or I think you said dark beer, on watercolor paper and transforming the dried organic shapes into figures and finished artwork?
Yes. So Kim Klebe came up with this new direction for her work, and they're made by pouring the wine or dark beer. She uses a 400-pound watercolor paper, which has a lot of texture on it. She lets the liquid dry, and then she sort of looks at the shapes and sees sort of what she envisions from that. Sometimes it can take the shape of people, animals. I've seen a turtle. Some of these have some political content. Those are pretty interesting. And then she defines the shapes with markers and colored pencils and uses the sort of light and dark areas to make an image.
Very interesting. All right, where can people get more information about these exhibitions and the gallery talk?
Everything is on our website. It's rehobothartleague.org.
Give me a little bit of background about the Rehoboth Art League for people who are not familiar.
Sure. We were founded in 1938, and we have 3.5 acres or so in the town of Henlopen Acres, which is right off the main area in Rehoboth Beach. It's a historic wooded property. We have 5 buildings here, and they include a historic home, which is listed on the National Registry of Historic Properties. That's our homestead, where we have exhibitions and showcase some of our permanent collection of artwork. We have buildings which house classes and a very active ceramic studio, and we offer all kinds of classes here: painting, drawing, pottery, jewelry making, many traditional art forms, but we also offer more contemporary art forms. We have a digital print studio on campus that's open to members. And we also have a few other gallery spaces. So we are open year-round and have exhibitions all year.